What's up, guys? TD Wealth Entrepreneur. And we all know why I call myself an entrepreneur. It's because I'm just a glorified sales guy at the end of the day. And anybody that calls themselves an entrepreneur is that as well. I don't care what they say, what they tell you. And look, we know most people don't like salespeople. We know that, right? But that's okay, because everybody has to be sold. And let me share this with you real fast before I get into the topic that I'm going to be talking about today, or going to be talking about. And ultimately, people don't want to be sold something. So when they see someone that could possibly entice them or show them the benefit of why they should be doing something, well, guess what? They don't want to leave. They don't want to leave the comfort zone. Look, most of us are creatures of habit. And wherever we're comfortable is where we want to stay. There's nothing you can do about that, right? Well, there is. You actually can do something about it. And the thing is that it's just a decision. You got to make a decision to make the shift. And when you're ready to make the decision, guess what? No one's going to stop you. And then you're going to be the one. You're going to be the one talking about the opportunity. You're going to be the one selling. Did you ever have that happen where you were presented an opportunity? Your friend came to you and said, look, this is the greatest opportunity. You know, it really does work. And they were successful at it. You've seen their success, but you didn't take on the opportunity for whatever reason. And maybe we can look at the reasons and go, well, looking at your friend, you might not feel like you can live up to or measure up to the results that they've been able to create. And that's normal. I mean, we were put here. A lot of us, look, most of us, we're taught not to believe in ourselves. And that just starts from childhood. And it starts with the word no. Don't do that. You can't go there. You can't go over there. You're not supposed to be here. All of those things really is just a result of where you are today. It sticks with you. All of those things that has transpired in your lives, in our lives, has stuck with us. And when it sticks with us, well, now, as an adult, we live that life. And all I'm saying is that when the opportunity comes and you know and you've made a decision, you just made the decision on where you want to be truthfully, here's what happens. Is that you now start to get the conviction and people start to believe that you personally have what it takes now, right? Because your conviction sells you, and then you're able to sell others. It's just like getting a job. It's no different. It's like selling your parents. It's like selling your kids. It's like selling your significant other. You have to sell the individual on why they should be with you. Or not only that, why they should hire you. Not only that, but why they should do business with you. So I want you to get rid of the idea of selling. Get rid of the idea that you're selling something, because that's not the case. If you're not interested in an opportunity, look at it, evaluate it, and go, well, you know what? That's not for me right now. Not right now. Right? And that's it. And move on. Now, getting into what I wanted to talk about is really simple. We talk about fear. And there's two reasons why people don't take action. And, well, really, I was talking about it already. Here's the reason. There's two reasons. The first reason is a lot of people fear failure. They fear actually getting the results of failure. And when you're thinking about failure, well, guess what happens? You bring it on. You bring more of that. You bring more of that energy. And I'm no stranger to that. I understand how that feels. I know the feeling of not being enough, or not feeling like you can do what somebody else has been, what someone else has accomplished. But then I started to think about it, and I go, well, look, you can't really compare yourself to number one. You should never do that. And you can't measure up to what somebody else has done. Or maybe you can, but the facts are is if you do that, the results are not going to be that great. They're not, because you're measuring yourself to what the other person's done. When in actuality, you just need to be who you are and allow people to come to you, your ideal or whomever that may be. Allow yourself the opportunity to show people, or to show yourself, that you do have the belief and that you don't fear failure, because failure is just an experience. That's ultimately what it is. Without failure, how in the world could you even expect to succeed? The other item or thing that people reason, the reason that they don't take action is because they fear success. And they fear people, they fear what others are going to think about them. They fear why, here's the thing, look, if you've been successful, or you're starting to become successful, chances are your friends are going to be like, well, what are you doing? You know, what is that? Why are you even taking that on? First off, that's what they're going to tell you, number one, when you present it to them. Number two is they're going to say, well, you know, I don't think it's going to work. And let me tell you why. Because first off, they probably didn't have the guts to do what you're doing. And they wanted to be able to take action. So many times they are fearing, you know, the success of what other people are going to say, what their parents are going to say, what their peers, their friends, their colleagues, whatever the case is. So here are the two things that are holding people back, that are holding maybe you back. Maybe it's been holding you back for years and you've just never had the opportunity of saying, you know what, look, I'm tired of being tired. I no longer want to struggle. I want to create my own destiny, my own paycheck, and I'm not allowing anyone else to tell me that it can't be done. And I did this live video on that. Just because somebody says that it takes 10 or 20 years to do that, that is not the case at all. You know, because you could truly be, you could have a higher IQ, you may be more skillful, you may have a better client base. Who the hell knows? I mean, you don't know. You don't know until you give it a shot. Don't try. Most people are interested. They're not committed. Commit to what you want. Go get it. Seriously. It's time to make that step. It's time to take that step. It's time to really make a difference in this world. Make something happen. Am I saying that you need to impact the world or we need to impact the world? Absolutely not. But that'd be great, right? But here's the thing is that if you're able to really understand that all it is that if you decide that you want to be a success, and whatever your success is, it's okay. But if you make a decision if that's what you want in your life, well, that's what you're going to bring. And then not only that, you're going to attract those people that you're supposed to attract in your life. And those people that are not supposed to be in your life, they're going to go away. Now, I hate to say that because, look, you never want your family to go away. You never want to have people feel a certain way about you, right? I'm talking about family members. But if they don't support you, well, then, look, you got to go at it alone. You got to do it for you, not for anyone else. Because, look, we only have so long on this earth. We're not getting any younger, right? When none of us are getting any younger. You're not any younger today. You're getting older. We're getting older. And so what I say to that is that if you wait for another 10 years, you're going to be older. We only have but so much energy to do certain things. So don't fear success and don't fear failure, because without either one of those, well, it's the recipe is really disastrous. You need to fail and you need to succeed. So in your failures, there's going to be some successes. So that's why I'm saying, don't allow the failures to creep in. Don't allow yourself to think about any failures that may be a result of whatever it is that you're wanting to accomplish. Don't allow yourself to think about that. Allow yourself to align, make sure that you're aligned with whatever it is and whoever it is you're speaking to. And when you do that, you create absolute 100% life-changing results right now, today. So all I got to say to that is, if you're listening to this and you just happen to be on a Facebook community or Instagram, you could follow me at Coach TD Wells on Instagram. We can connect. I don't want to say follow because I like to connect. I think the connection is friendship. And on the other end of the spectrum, if you're on Facebook and you don't necessarily have to friend me, but you can join my group. You can join my forums. It's called Break Up With Your Boss and Quit the 9-to-5. But I actually changed the name to Coach TD Wells Business Academy, Quit the 9-to-5. And you want to live the laptop lifestyle, and maybe you don't. Maybe you want to open a brick and mortar, like actual storefront business. Maybe you want to take your new venture and put it online. Maybe it's time that you've made the decision to be your own, to do your own. I'm not saying you should be a solopreneur. I'm not saying that you have to do everything on your own. I'm saying learn what you know. Work on your strengths. Don't focus on your weaknesses. And allow yourself and your skill set and the hours that you put in to your job to shine for you and for your family and for anyone that matters in your life. Because whatever your success is your success. Thank you for listening, guys. This is Coach T.D. Wells signing off. I'll see you at the top.